So we've looked at lots of different feelings, and we're going to kind of think of these six. So we're going to be thinking about how we feel when we're forgotten, abandoned, alone, pointless, ordinary, and empty. Because they're all things that maybe just me, but I often feel. In fact, I might feel more than one of them at any one time. Sometimes I'm feeling a bit alone. Sometimes I am feeling a bit pointless. What am I doing here? I often feel pretty ordinary. And there's a sense, as I said, that those things are okay to feel that. And actually, so often God says, yes, but, and he shows us something different. So we have the grand reveal. Hooray! So often we are, in fact, chosen. So often God is with us. We're found, we're full, we're special. We've got purpose. And so what we're going to do is match these up. So let's go for the first one. So often we might feel forgotten. So which one do we think forgotten? Oh yeah, thanks Caroline. Which one do we think forgotten might match up with? You can shout out. Yeah, that's shout out, obviously. Found? Found was found, I nearly picked found. Found would have worked. But for my notes it won't work. Chosen, these are chosen. Yes, spot on. Yes. If we are forgotten, God tells us we're chosen. 1 Thessalonians 1:5 says, we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, he has chosen you. This morning, if you feel forgotten, if you feel weak, God's word reminds you that actually you have been chosen. That before the world was made, he had chosen to adopt you into his family. That his heart and his mind was on you. It gave him joy to welcome you into his family. And you're chosen not just through God's words, but through his actions as he fills you with the Holy Spirit. We see in the last bit of this verse, we're filled with power as the Holy Spirit comes upon us. So this morning, if you feel forgotten, God says, you're chosen. Sometimes we feel ordinary. Special, yes. Spot on, who said that? Yes, special, we are special. And it says, 1 Peter 2:9 says, you are a chosen people. You're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. So if we feel ordinary this morning, God's word says, actually, you're chosen. You're a priest. You're special. There's an amazing book by Max Lucado called You Are Special, which we haven't got time to go through today. I think we've probably done it here at some point. But if you haven't read that book, it's a children's book, but it's amazing. It's called You Are Special by Max Lucado, and it's a wonderful book. So if this morning you're struggling with that, if you're just feeling ordinary, find it. Give me a shout and we'll lend you Arthur's copy. It's got little dots all over it, bless him, so he goes around putting dots on people, which is kind of not actually the point of the story, but anyway, we'll let that go. So if you're struggling with that this morning, give me a shout and I can lend it to you. But this morning, you are special. You're loved by God. You're chosen. Sometimes we feel abandoned. Remember like Paddington Bear on the station? You know that film where Paddington Bear sat there waiting? But what's the opposite of abandoned? Found, yes. God says we're found. Luke 15:31, the end of the story of the prodigal son. The father says, it was fitting to celebrate and be glad. My son was dead, he's alive again. He was lost, and now he's found. It's a wonderful story, the story of the prodigal son. Basically, two sons, one goes off, squanders all his father's inheritance that he asked for early, basically wishes his father was dead, goes out, spends it all on very naughty things that I can't say because it's an all-age service, isn't very appropriate with his money. Comes back and says, you know what, I've really screwed up. And what did his dad say? Hooray! Hooray, you're back! You were lost, but now you're found. This morning, you might feel like you've behaved in a way that has lost you. You might feel like you are too far away from God this morning, but that's not true. That's not true. He runs to you. In the story of the prodigal son, the father hitches up his tunic, his cloak, and runs towards the son, which was never the dumb thing at all. Old men wouldn't run, they would walk very majestically. But in this story, the father wants to get back to his son so much that he runs, and that's God with you this morning. When we feel abandoned, God says, you are found. When we feel pointless, God says we... Purpose, yes, God says we have a purpose.
I was going to do a little game of Pointless, but I'd have got far too excited about that, and that wasn't really the point. So I was very well behaved and didn't waste 3 hours doing that. But who's a fan of the TV game Pointless? It's a good one, right? And it is just, well, it's mindless TV, to be honest. But the point of it, if you don't watch it, well done, is that you get points for coming up with an answer that no one else comes up with. So if the category is cheese and you say cheddar, you won't get many points. But if the category is cheese and you say, I don't know, I'm going to make one up, you know, kind of black sheep, Edam number 3 or whatever, that no one else chooses, you get loads of points and you win. But I wonder how often we might feel that we're a pointless answer. Maybe we feel that, oh, I won't get any points. Look at me. My life isn't going anywhere. I'm pointless. But God says, no, you've got a purpose. 2 Corinthians 4 says, the one who has fashioned us for this purpose, this life, whatever he has called you to be, whatever your ministry is, whatever purpose you have, is God. And he's given us his Holy Spirit as a deposit. We get our purpose. When the Holy Spirit dwells in us, we learn what it is to be with Jesus. We learn what our ministry is, what our life is, and we have a purpose. When we feel empty, God says, we're full. If you were served a half-full cup of coffee, or this afternoon maybe you're in a beer garden and you ask for a pint and get all froth and no beer, what are you going to do? You're not going to be happy, are you? You're going to send it back. But sometimes we put up with having a half-full cup of coffee in our lives. We put up with our life being half-full. Whereas actually, Psalm 23 says that the Lord anoints our head with oil, our cup overflows with his goodness, his mercy. It follows us the days of our life. This morning, maybe you feel that your life, in some way, is half-empty. But I believe God wants to fill you with his goodness and his mercy. Finally, we might feel that we are disappeared. Oh well, is it on the other one? It probably is working on the other one. No. We might feel that we're alone, but God says he is with us. Yeah, there's only one left. It's kind of obvious. God says, Emmanuel, God is with us. So this morning, if for those of us that walk with Jesus, aren't his disciples, we might feel sometimes that we're really struggling and we're all by ourselves. But God says, look, I'm with you. Maybe you're not recognising me. Maybe you're listening in the wrong way. Maybe it's just one of those seasons and it's really hard to hear God, do you know what I mean? When you do all the right things, but God still seems miles away. Maybe it's confession time for me now, but so often I'm like, Lord, I've done all the right things here. I'm going to church. I'm reading my Bible. I'm being nice to people most of the time. I'm praying. What have I done? And so often it's just one of those seasons where I believe God is teaching us to draw closer to him, to trust him in the tough times. Before we had our service, the prayer team were praying, and they had a couple of things that they felt were relevant for this morning. Thanks, whoever fixed that, that's great. Just leave it on that one. The prayer team were praying beforehand, and they had two things that they felt maybe relevant this morning. Things that I hadn't come up with, but that were relevant for this theme about feeling, but God saying something else. And they had two. And they said, one, maybe people feel in darkness. Funny that, when it went black, right? I don't know, maybe God's trying to speak to us this morning. That maybe you feel you're in a dark place, but God is saying, I'm a God of light. I'm a God of light. Yeah, you might feel like that, but I'm a God of light. And John says, doesn't he? The Gospel of John says that the light shines in the darkness and the darkness can't extinguish it. And there's also the sense that maybe what some of us are feeling are scattered, but God says, no, actually, I've gathered you in. You're feeling scattered, but God says, no, I've gathered you in. So this morning, if those two in particular are relevant for you, there'll be opportunity later to respond. So often it's good. We believe that God wants to speak to his people, and it is good in some ways to respond to that, maybe by going for prayer ministry or just by sitting there and saying, yeah, Lord, that's me. Let's have a chat about that. But what we're going to do is watch a short clip. I went around some of the church congregation members this week, and I said to them, are there times in your life where you felt something and then you learned that God was doing something else? I didn't really explain it very well. But I was talking about what we were doing in All In, about how feelings aren't always helpful. And so these are ones that they've come up with. There was very little prompting by me. I think on a couple of occasions I might have given a little prompt. But most of the time, they were like, yes, here we go. And so I went around with my iPad, so the quality isn't fantastic. But it's just kind of raw, genuine, honest occasions where people have felt something, but God has done something different. So before that comes up, I think we're going to pray, we'll listen to that, and then we'll respond.